Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hello, I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. As you know, we have been in partnership with the Houston Independent School District for many, many, many years. It is vitally important to the success of our city. It's important for our children and especially important also for our economy. With us today is the new superintendent of Houston. He is with us today, and again, we'd like to thank him for joining us on this interview. Superintendent, thank you so much for being with us.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure to join you today.
Well, as mentioned, long-standing relationship with HISD. We want to continue to nourish that relationship and find ways to partner. Certainly on everyone's mind is, you're welcome to Houston. What has it been like so far coming to one of the largest cities in America?
It's been fabulous. One of the things that I've valued more than anything is the overall diversity. It is the most diverse community in the United States, and my family and I value what that means and really look forward to being a valued part of this flourishing community in a special way.
Well, Houston is that, and also very welcoming, even though we are a very large city in many ways, a small town. And please know that you have many people that are here in our city that are willing to partner, that want to become engaged, and that you have many proud graduates, such as myself, products of Houston Independent School District at your service.
Absolutely. We look forward to making those connections. Individuals have been very welcoming. I think a part of what we have to focus on as a school district is making sure that we make it as easy as possible for individuals to understand what it is to partner with us.
Yes.
One of the most difficult things that community organizations, foundations, and other organizations have a tough time with is if they don't know where the entry point is and how they can help. So that will be a part of, our strategic work and how we implement in terms of what it is to engage our community and making the connections, because it truly takes a village. We can't do this alone. We have to have the partnerships of the chamber and different foundations to be able to do this work, and we want to really paint a picture of what that can what that needs to look like in order for that help to happen.
Well, the possibilities are there, certainly top of mind for many parents, students, and others. So what are we going to do in the fall, given this variant that we have with COVID, funding issues, et cetera, to make sure that not only the faculty and staff are protected, but also the students?
Yep. A big part of what we're doing with our ESSER funds, we had a community presentation around how we're utilizing our COVID relief dollars, which are ESSER 1, 2, and $3. And a big portion of what we're doing with those dollars is ensuring that we mitigate the kind of air that comes in and out of our buildings,
okay,
making certain that we also have the kind of backup opportunities for students that want to wear masks. And that's a key piece that a lot of people are paying attention to right now, with the variant taking its toll right now in our community. Our school systems, is HISD going to require masks? And right now, that's an option. But what we are finding out is that there may be some additional activity coming down from the state level. If we are given leeway to say that that's a possibility, what we will do is watch the data, continue to work with the health officials to get the kind of recommendations that are smart recommendations, that are healthy recommendations, that will make sense for our teachers and our students and other employees in HISD.
So it is an opportunity for us to, as you mentioned, get that info, get that data, and then make decisions based on that.
Absolutely.
What about the possibilities of vaccinations at the schools? What we found is, especially among minority communities, they are hesitant.
Yep.
We have not vaccinated enough people. They trust the schools, they trust the principals and the teachers. Is that a possibility?
You know, it's absolutely a possibility. I'm so honored to be able to partner with Mayor Turner. Of course, he's kicking off a major vaccination event in connection with several different entities and school systems across Harris County. We will be participating. I actually participated specifically in this call with the mayor and his team. But even beyond that, I think it's going to be important that schools have a vital role of supporting students that might want the opportunity to receive the vaccine, but not just students.
Mm-hmm.
I think we are a community.
Yes.
We are community schools in many instances as well, and we have to be there for our community as a whole. When you think about vaccine hesitancy, a lot of times that hesitancy is about trust. And what other place where you can establish that trust than a school? If you're sending your babies into a trusted environment where they can be educated, many times that trust can be really flipped over and utilized to support some of the vaccine hesitancy that we're seeing out there. So we're looking forward to having those partner opportunities. Had a chance to partner and spend some time with Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. And we were out in the Fifth Ward talking to community members, having conversations about that hesitancy. Had members from UMMC there to talk about the data and what we're seeing in terms of a 500% increase in terms of hospitalizations and what impacted communities and genders and races are seeing that impact. So it's real, and it's something that we have to pay attention to, but we also have to have a strategic plan around what it's going to look like if we're not pivoting in the right direction.
So what we're saying here is please, please get vaccinated. It's available across our city at no cost. If you don't do it for yourself, do it for your children and for other people's children. It's very, very, very important. Let's talk about something that has been in the news most recently as a black man who is now heading up one of the largest school districts in the country. We hear a lot of conversation about not having conversations about race,
yep,
about our history, about our experiences. What is HISD going to do as it relates to the books and,
yep,
the conversations that we're having with minority students and other students?
History is important. I have a rich history in my family. My father was actually a history teacher, a civics teacher at the middle school level when he started his career. And it was interesting because in the mid-60s when he started teaching, there were certain things about the history in Tulsa that you were not allowed to talk about. So my father would actually find different opportunities to teach students outside of the school day to ensure that they had an accurate history. But there's a lot of conversation out there around critical race theory, around what type of, you know, text should be allowed in schools. And it's interesting because 6 months ago, no one knew what critical race theory was, quite frankly. History was history. And in my estimation, history should be just that. Everybody should be taught exactly what it is to understand what all races, what all genders, and that's something that we need to think about
as
well.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
The good, the bad, and ugly. I think it's important for everybody to understand that. But what we will also do is make sure that we follow the letter of the law as well. One thing you won't see your superintendent done is being dragged away in cuffs. So it's a balance. And unfortunately, it's a political balance of being able to make sure that we're providing the best education around history that we can for our students.
So let's go back to the parents and the families who are part of this huge school system and have been here with you for years, and families and generations going through your schools. What message do you want to convey to them, especially this new group that's coming back, which is still challenged with, you know, loss of jobs,
yep,
deaths, everything else? As their leader, as superintendent, what is it that you want to convey to these parents?
Well, you know, what I want to convey to parents is that we are committed to ensuring that we provide a safe and orderly environment for children, especially coming back from a pandemic. It's important that as you look at the statistics across the country, and coming from a school system that had 80% of its students finishing the school year, 60% of its students in person in class for the duration of the school year, what I can tell you is that data told us that even during the height of the pandemic, our community spread and our school stayed below single digits. Whereas the community was as high as 25 to 26%. So the safest environment with the mitigation strategies, masking, all the different things that you need to be doing during a pandemic, the best place that can happen is in the walls of a school. So regardless of where we are with the pandemic, I want people to understand and know that we're going to take care of your babies. We're going to not only socially, emotionally, but academically as well. And as I talk about social and emotional, a lot of people don't realize what our babies have been through, what our students have been through over the course of time. So we're developing lots of strategies, as we talked about those ESSER funds, those COVID relief funds, to ensure that we're doing whatever is necessary to meet our kids where they are. We also have a big number of students right now that, as we know, we're a school district of 210,000 students, but right now there are probably 10 or 11,000 students that have been unaccounted for. So there's going to have to be a major effort to ensure that we bring students back, that we develop the kind of confidence in what we're doing to ensure that they know it's safe, that they know it's the place that they need to be to continue their walk and journey towards being college and career ready.
And on top of that, you all have really emphasized the importance of these wraparound services and hiring individuals to supplement these many, many needs that these schools have. That's going to make a huge difference, I would imagine.
It's absolutely paramount that we provide those kind of services for our students, and not just our students, our families as well. If you had an opportunity to go to our website and read through what we're doing in our ESSER plan, I think it speaks to not just being able to support our families, but support our community as a whole in terms of wraparound. We'll be developing community centers and different things throughout the community to ensure that our students have everything that they need to ensure that between each ear, that they're as healthy as possible, physically, mentally, socially, and emotionally.
Well, we thank you for the opportunity to visit. We wish you well. As a product of HISD, I can tell you that anything that I ever needed was provided to me by teachers and people who cared. And so we look forward to you all kicking off the school year in a healthy and safe way for all of Houstonians and all of their children. So thanks for all you do, and know that you have a friend in the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you for your support.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.